Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host.
That's
here
your,
as always.
Your real name.
That is my real name.
M-I-S-T-R-Y.
That's right. Here with my interrupting co-host, Donna Lee.
You told me to interrupt you more.
That's right.
It's D-O-N-N-A.
I think our newest, I don't think people needed help spelling your name.
They do. Somebody yesterday asked me how to spell my name.
Oh, my Lord.
And then a girl at the dry cleaner, at the tanning place, like months ago when we were allowed to go out again. She's like 21 years old. She said, how do you spell your name? I said, Donna? She said, yeah, I don't know how to spell that. And I said, it's D-O-N-N-A. And she said, what's your last name? And I said, McBride. And she said, could you spell that? I was floored. She was 21.
Well, it's very interesting, you know, because today with autocorrect on your texting,
right?
You know, you never have to spell anything, but everything comes out garbled anyway.
Right. But you should know how to spell Donna.
I'm a board certified urologist. our newest shirts will say more Donna, thanks to everybody's comments about wanting more Donna on the show.
It's because I'm funny and you're super straight. Oh, I had a patient call and he asked yesterday, he said, I love your show. I listen to your show. He's one of our patients. I listen every weekend. You and Dr. Mystery are so funny. You get kind of rowdy and he has to control it, like the other guy that you're keeping me in line. And then I reference, well, actually, Dr. Mystery is really funny and dirty in person. And he said, oh, it's perfect that y'all are the way you are on the radio because it wouldn't be right if he was the dirty one on the radio.
That's right.
And I was like, that totally makes sense.
That's right.
Because he's the surgeon.
That's right. I'm the straight-laced.
Board certified.
Straight-laced, well-educated. Board certified urologist. People often ask me why I became a urologist. You know what I tell them?
I do know.
It's because of the jokes.
You like the jokes.
I do like the jokes. It's an irreverent field in which we get to take people through some of their most personal, tragic conditions, but try to do it in a very compassionate way. A lot of people don't know what a urologist does. Mm-hmm. We treat things that you would think of, like erectile dysfunction. We'd also treat things like you wouldn't think about, like low testosterone. Mm-hmm. We deal with testicular pain, flank pain due to kidney disease, a number of abnormalities in the way that the kidneys and the urinary system has developed, mm-hmm. and then, of course, cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, prostate cancer. During these times in which we had a slight delay in doing a lot of these cases, mm-hmm. it's been a really cancer-heavy surgical load as well as a cancer-heavy patient load here in the office. It reminds us that the health effects of our body's aging system doesn't take a break, even though we're all stuck at home. Understanding how to deal with those cancers, really trying to kind of process information mm-hmm. and advice can be hard for some people. And so we would encourage you that if you've been diagnosed with a urologic cancer and you're not so sure about the advice you've been given or want to get a second opinion, it's definitely something that we do here. We specialize in it. And it's absolutely something that we really treasure and value in being able to give either confirmatory or alternative advice for a number of different cancers.
Right. And you have a lot of, we always talk about the tools in the toolbox. You've got lots of tools that we have at the clinic. So
that's right.
We've got so many different procedures that if you don't specialize in it, Dr. Yang or Dr. Giacomides or Dr. Ong will in our group.
That's right. And I think that gets to the more Donna comment. Our practice, NAU Urology Specialist, has four physicians that mm-hmm. practice here, three wonderful mid-level providers, two PAs, one wonderful nurse practitioner that's been with me for 10 years.
Yeah, she has.
She's amazing.
She is amazing.
Leonora is amazing. We also have a nutritionist on site. We mm-hmm. have a pelvic floor physical therapist on site. We provide sex
she's
therapy
been with
on
you
site.
Too? 13 years.
Oh yeah,
Dr.
she's
Treadway.
Been with this, Dr. Treadway's been this for forever. Mm-hmm. When I was a young man.
But she's still a young lady.
She's still a young lady.
She's pretty hot.
She's topped in time somewhere along
That's
the way.
Right.
Trying to provide a more holistic version of care has been our goal here. We welcome people who do their own research. We
right.
don't. I'm not so bothered when somebody comes in with a stack of papers. If I can't out-educate you more than your own self-education, then I've fallen. And I learned so much from patients
right.
about supplements and holistic care and more natural kind of therapies. And so many of our patients don't want to take a pill for things.
No, they want a natural fix first.
That's
or at least
right.
a discussion about a natural fix.
For sure.
Yeah.
And if you're getting blown off because you don't want to take a medicine and you would like to see what alternative treatments there are,
mm-hmm.
I mean, your physician should be able to give you some data or some advice or some guidance.
Right.
There's not a one-size-fits-all for any medical condition, certainly not any urologic condition.
Mm-hmm. And you know who's super holistic is Dr. Treadway. Holy moly, she's got essential oils and supplements that she can tell you all about. She's so well-versed in that whole world of holistic medication, the
approach.
That's right.
And Dr. Treadway has a doctorate in physical therapy. She's especially trained in pelvic floor physical therapy, which we use for a number of conditions you may not even think. Mm-hmm. Chronic pain of the testicles and groin, chronic flank pain due to psoas muscle issues. She helps with premature ejaculation, also erectile dysfunction due to pelvic spasms, lots of urinary issues. And in fact, when it comes to urinary urgency and frequency, almost two-thirds of patients can go without medicine if they adhere to the proper pelvic floor physical therapy and nutrition program.
That's a big, big number.
Especially since a lot of those medicines have side effects.
Right. And who wants a side effect? Especially when you're stuck at home.
That's right.
This side effect may cause headaches and incontinence, and you're stuck at home. So.
And we love your questions. I think we had a great question.
We have one that you'll love.
That's right.
You love you an older man.
That's right.
So I thought that we'd start with this one. This patient in his 80s, this is his question. Dr. Mystery, what is a normal PSA for a healthy, brace yourself, 83-year-old man? He said his is at the number 8, his PSA.
That's a great question. You know,
it's kind of high, though.
One of the reasons that you made the comment about me liking older men is that I love men who, despite their age, want to remain functional, sexually, physically. They're not going to adhere to any kind of societal norms about what they should be or shouldn't be expecting at a certain age.
Right.
And certainly after you get over the age of 70 or 75, people start kind of, you know, saying, well, this may be a problem, but you're probably too old for it to bother you. And prostate cancer is a great example. Do we have normative values for PSA as you age? Mm-hmm. But those aren't based upon that as you get older, your PSA can be higher and you're not likely to have cancer. Mm. It's more that we accept a higher PSA in older patients. When I was a resident at Baylor College of Medicine, I did a study.
The first time I've heard that.
A published study that showed that, in fact, older men at the same PSA level were more likely to be diagnosed with a more aggressive cancer than their younger aged counterparts. So as a rule, I have never really accepted kind of a write-off age for PSA levels. If your PSA is over 4, you have a 40% chance of having cancer. And if your PSA is over 4, and if you have cancer, then you have about an 8 to 10% chance of having something that's a little more aggressive. And that number goes up the higher you get. And over 10, the number goes to 60% likelihood of cancer and a higher likelihood of a more aggressive cancer. Mm-hmm. Now, the type of things that we do to diagnose cancer, like a prostate biopsy or a physical exam, some of these things may be considered very invasive to some people. Mm-hmm. We really like doing MRIs of the prostate in our office because, you know, it kind of balances invasiveness with being thoughtful about whether you might have a disease or not. And especially if you're healthy, I mean, sometimes you get an 83-year-old whose parents lived till 90.
Right.
Or 100. Mm-hmm. So you don't just say, well, this guy's 83, life expectancy is 76. You know, maybe he's already 7 years over his warranty. Don't count him out. And
he sent an email. That's pretty
right.
impressive.
That's right. That's right. He hit us up on Snapchat. I'm going to check out his TikTok later.
He's on Tinder right now looking for a lady.
So, you know, if you're an older man and you feel like you're PSA or your prostate symptoms have been written off, if you have bothersome urinary urgency and frequency, but people have kind of refused to give you treatment because of your age and you're looking for alternative treatments, and especially if you're 80 years old and you're now experiencing erectile dysfunction for the first time, please come on in.
Please call Dr. Mystery.
We're going to take great care of you. We're going to certainly kind of address these things in a safe, effective manner that, I mean, you get to decide how the quality of your life is.
Right.
You know, it's not for me or society or anybody else to decide.
Right.
I'm going to try to help make those kind of dreams come true. And we have a wonderful team here. I think that you're going to find that, you know, when we are able, we will try to provide, you know, top level care, get you in quick, make sure you're given a whole buffet of options for whatever male urologic.
A buffet of options.
A buffet of options for for your condition.
You know, we had a 70-something-year-old man call, and I happened to answer the phone, and he was wanting his sildenafil refill. And he said it's more for muscle strengthening for whatever diagnosis he had. And he said it's not really for what you think it is. And I guess he was embarrassed. And I said, oh, I don't care. I'm not judging. And he said, because that dog don't hunt no more. And I said, well, sir, that dog should hunt some more. Only 73.
And now that my father is over the age of 70, mm-hmm. 70 doesn't seem so old to me anymore.
Right? I know. Now that I'm approaching
that's right.
the age that I'm approaching.
Now that you're approaching 40.
That's right. Oh, boy. I wish.
Well, why don't you tell people how to get a hold of us?
That's right. You can call us and talk about your dogs not hunting, and we'll fix you up with a hunting regimen. 512-238-0762. Our website is armormenshealth.com. And easy enough, you can email us questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com. You can also send your questions through the website as well. We'll get those. 512-238-0762 is our phone number, and we will be right back after these amazing messages.
Dr. Mystery wants to hear from you. Email questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com. We'll be right back with the Armor Men's Health Hour.